thank you, Lord, that in this season of Shavuot, we recognize that you gave us the Torah in love and in kindness, and you gave us the Messiah for redemption, that that Torah could be written upon our hearts of flesh and not of stone. And then you gave us the Ruach, Lord. You poured out the Ruach that we might be able to live out that Torah you have written upon our hearts of flesh. And we thank you, Abba, for this very special Shabbat in the midst of the Shavuot season, where we can come before you and worship you in spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remind everyone that we are expecting. Yes, we are expecting the Lord. We are expecting the Lord to fall upon us, to visit us in power as we worship before him, as we commemorate this day of Shavuot. Hallelujah. Please, when the Lord moves on your heart, unmute yourself to share what the Lord has for all.
Oh, Yeah, I have a reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 from 19. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. Lord, we thank you that we love because you first loved us. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have anything that you did not give us. And so, Lord, in this new temple era, where those who call upon the name of Messiah Yeshua are a living temple, we now come before you with our wave offering of what we're giving out to save the lives of children who are defenseless inside their mother's wombs, the hope of Israel yet to be born, and to save and change the lives of women who are destitute, Lord. Oh Lord, we bring what you have given us. We bring it before you, oh Lord. We lift it up, oh Lord. And we proclaim your love. Thank you, Lord, that you so loved us that we can love others through our giving. That we are singing were written under a time of persecution. A time of persecution, Lord. When there's persecution and trials, it's time to acknowledge your love and your goodness.
Could we within
Let's end our worship time together, proclaiming Adon Olam.
Before you do that, I baked a loaf of bread for Shavuot for each of you. I've been waving it here in front of my laptop camera. I'm going to freeze them. I'm going to freeze them after this, and then at a time when we're all together, we can wave them in celebration of life and new life and God's provision and his principles of multiplication. So I just wanted to show them to you. There's one for all of you. I'll have it when I see you next. And then we'll decide just how to go about that. But it's reminding me of just a little bit of bread feeding 5,000. And each one of these loaves represents thousands that God can use us and you to feed others with, even though we may feel we have very little to nothing. So grab hold of that. And I love you all. You're very precious. And God loves you. And if you can feel it, I think he's giving you a kiss on your cheek right now. All right, I'll stop.
Also, we have something from John B., I believe, and then Judah. Yeah. Is that?
Yes, it's just quick. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it says, "The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, there is no rain. Or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be opened and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place." It's God is real and he has everything under control. And I thank God, Yeshua HaMashiach, the great king. And I just love him.
Hallelujah. Judah?
This is something I read this morning from Psalm 73, starting in verse 21. "When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of my God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I might tell of all your works." And I was thinking of this. Well, I was just seeing Mr. Lundgren holding up the bread there. And the line that really got to me was, "Whom have I in heaven but you?" This morning, and as I was seeing the bread there, I was thinking how Yeshua says, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven and give that the bread which came down from heaven that gives life to the world. And he says, "The life of the world that I give is the life that I give to the world is my flesh." And I was just thinking about being embittered and how Yeshua is my sweetness and how he is my life, my bread, the thing that sustains me. And so that's kind of what's going through my mind right now. And I wanted to encourage you with that he's the bread, and that whom have we in heaven but him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you can just mute yourselves again as we sing together, Adon Olam, Judah, that's a perfect scripture leading right into this as we proclaim his goodness over us. Adon Olam Hashem Malach Beterem Ko Yitzinira Le'et Na'asa Vechevso Kol Azai Melech Shemo Nikra Ve'achare Kichlot HaKol Levado Yimloch Nora Ve'hu Achya Ve'hu Hove Vehu yihye betifara vehu echad vehein sheni laham shilo lehachbira beli reshit beli tachlit velo haoz veham yisra vehu eli vechai goali vetzuchev li beet sahara Behu nisi umanus li menat kosi beyom ekra beyado avkid ruchi beet ishan vehaira vehim ruchi geviati Adonai li velo hira Lord of the world, the King Supreme. Erat was formed, he reigned alone, when by his will all things were wrought. Then was his sovereign name made known. And when this age shall cease to be, he still shall reign in majesty. He was, he is, and he will be all glorious eternally. Incomparable, the Lord is one. No other can his nature share, without beginning, without end. Unto him all strength and majesty. He is my living God who saves, my rock when grief or sorrows fall, my banner and my refuge strong, my cup of life whenever I call. And in his hand I place my soul. Asleep, awake, for he is near, and with my soul and body too. God is with me, there is no fear.